If you have extra time on your hands and would like to volunteer, the North Dakota Game and Fish Department could use your help. Education Supervisor Marty Eglin will go over some of those programs where volunteers are needed. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Marty, probably our biggest need for volunteers is our hunter education program. Why is that?
You know, it's a state mandated program where anybody born after December 31st, 1961 needs to have hunter education to buy a hunting license in North Dakota and age of 12. If anybody wants to hunt, they have to take the course. And so, you know, we run roughly, 5,000 plus students through a year. So there's always a big demand for that.
If a person wants to volunteer for a hunter education course, what type of things are they going to do and how do they go about doing that?
Absolutely. The first thing you want to do is fill out an application with us, and you can find that online at our website at gf.nd.gov, or you can call our education office at 701-328-6615, and we'll send a packet out for you to apply for that. And, you know, we're going to do a variety of things. We're going to do a background screening, which, criminal records check, and, our instructors or volunteer instructors work with children, so we do a very thorough vetting process before we cut anybody loose. You're going to take some online training, and then you will be mentoring with a current instructor just to kind of learn the whole system and everything.
Marty, we have over 700 volunteers in the hunter education program. Traditionally, it was a 14-hour class. They had to be there for 14 hours, five different nights, or whatever it is. How is that different nowadays?
You know, it's changing a lot, and we started this shift prior to COVID, but this really kind of kick-started it. We have what's called a home study course, and it's been very, very popular. And a home study course is not an online course by any means. You do some of the coursework online, but you still are required to come to class, and you would come to class the first night, and then we'd go home, and you would do, instructional material online, and then you'd come back, and you would have to prove that knowledge to an instructor and take the state written, mandatory written test and the practical hands-on. And we found out that this has worked very well for us. We really see no difference in, passing or failure rates. It's working as well as a traditional course. The upsides to it are you only have to schedule two nights to get out of your house. You can do the rest of it on your, on your leisure time, whenever you can fit that in. You have about 2 weeks to do it. The other thing is, especially for volunteer instructors, now they have to teach two nights, so you're looking at 6 hours instead of even on a minimum 14-hour course with prep set up. I mean, they're putting, 15, 20 hours in or better. So it's a lot more alluring to both the students and the volunteer instructors.
Marty, what are some of the other programs the Game and Fish Department needs volunteers?
Yeah, we have a variety of programs such as NASP, Learn for Life, Hooked on Fishing. And some of these will have their own little group of, kind of their own little club group, like Hooked on Fishing stopped by Learn for Life. And they're an organization of volunteers that will go out and, operate at our fish camps. They come instruct the students. Typically, they bring their boats. Kind of a fun thing, they like to fish anyway, so they're adults that get to go to camp for a week. And they do other things throughout the year too. They'll have help out at events, such as maybe come and work at the state fair. And state fair is another place where we need a lot of volunteers, where we have BB gun shooting, archery, fishing, just a variety of things that we need kind of all hands on deck.
So, and it's a 1 week period in the summertime.
It is, 9 days, and you can come, as much or as little as you want. We have people that come for a day, we have people that come for multiple days, and no expense to you. We certainly pick up your meals and lodging and all that stuff, so.
Marty, how about the National Archery in the Schools program, also known as NASP?
Yeah.
What do people do for that?
Yeah, the National Archery in the Schools program is a program that it's been around for quite a few years now, and it's actually started in Kentucky, and it's international now, actually. But we've had it in North Dakota for a number of years, and the premise of it is that it has to be taught in school and fed to all the kids. And then if they do that, then they can have their after-school programs, and they can participate in our state NAS tournament. And of course, our hook is to get all these kids introduced to some sort of outdoor activity, archery in this case. And there's also always a need for volunteers. Now, a lot of this is handled on the school level. You know, they teach it in Phi Ed, and of course, that's going to be done by a teacher. But if they have an after-school course, you know, a lot of times they will rely on, you know, parents, you know, people in the Archer community in their town to come in and teach us after hours. And, you know, they can certainly do that. You know, if they want to be a coach, they would have to go through our basic archery instructor program, but they can certainly just help out at the school if they'd like to. But, you know, if they want to become a volunteer for us and, you know, work at the school like that, and then also come in and help us out the state tournament, we can always use the help.
Marty, you said some of our volunteers are getting up there in age, and we need some new young volunteers to replace some of these people.
It is, and you know, we've had some of our instructors have been, you know, just been great volunteers, have been instructing since some of these programs were conceived. You know, we've got Hunter Ed instructors that have been, you know, 40 plus years, been there from the start, and they still love doing it. They do a good job, but let's face it, you know, we all have an end date on things, you know, and whether they decide to move on to other, you know, avenues in their life, maybe they end up going south for the winter. They've just done their time. I mean, I certainly enjoy going to work too, but I'm probably not going to be here in, you know, another 20 years, you know, so I'm going to move on to other things. And so they do too. And so we always need to, you know, find more people to replace the ones going out. And very similar to business, you're going to have a certain amount of people retire, move on every year. And it's, you know, always a, you know, it's always a process of bringing more people on or new people on.
Why would somebody want to volunteer for the Game and Fish Department?
You know, a lot of times the outdoors is just near and dear to their hearts. You know, whether they, you know, love fishing or love hunting, and they want to bring this passion to other people, or they want to give back, and they've had a lifetime of recreating the outdoors, and they want to be that step for that, you know, for that person who's new to the sport to kind of get them in and mentor them in. So that's a lot of it, just kind of giving back to something that's meant so much in their lifetime for them. So.
Once again, Marty, how would a person sign up for either to be a volunteer at Hunter Education Program or any of the other programs we mentioned?
Yeah, if you're interested in being a volunteer for us, just give us a call at 328-6615, or you can certainly, you know, look up the information on our website, send a general email to North Dakota Game & Fish, and we will receive that and we'll get back to you.
And you can volunteer 10 hours a year or 100 hours a year?
Absolutely. We have people that volunteer, you know, on a weekly basis throughout the year. You know, we have people that just come in and maybe work a day at the fair, or they just come out and one test night on Hunter Education. So it's really up to you how much time you want to put into this.
A lot of great information, Marty. Thank you.
Thank you.